The Lenten Devotional for Tuesday, April 11th, 2017 was written by the Reverend Jim Walker, Class of 03, pastor of First United Methodist Church of Pittsburgh. The devotional was based on John 12, verses 20 through 26. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. I've come to understand resurrection as more than just a theological concept or doctrine. Resurrection, for me, has become a daily reality, like breathing or eating or sleeping. We have these basic human needs, oxygen and water and food and sleep, love and belonging and meaning and knowing. These are the things that we need to survive. Without them, we're dead. We don't exist. But I've learned to include another real gift in this list of basic human necessities, resurrection. It is a sometimes overlooked or misunderstood deep need we all long for. We all live within the rhythm of birthing and dying, dying and birthing. Our minds, bodies, and souls yearn for resurrection, like we crave water, food, and air. The conflict, of course, is that death is not very appealing. We make every effort to avoid it. But the Spirit will not allow us to live in a made-up, artificial, death-free utopia. God knows what our real needs are and breathes into each of us the saving gift of death and life. God shakes the seeds from the tight grip of our fists. With gritted teeth and watery eyes, we sometimes reluctantly acquiesce. A great setup for the punchline that is to come. Death is not the end. Death is an exhale that makes way for the inhale. The seed falls to the ground and becomes life, even more rich and abundant. Thus Jesus in John 12, who has just entered the city and is headed to his own death, charges us to see reality through the eyes of God, from the perspective of eternity, and surrender its natural rhythm. My guess is that many of us are holding tight to some seeds today. Consider this word an invitation to let the seeds go. Let them die, and join in the rhythm of eternity. Be nourished by the basic human necessity of resurrection. In the name of the resurrection, amen. Let us pray. Come, resurrection, and take my seeds. Awaken me to your work around me even at this very moment. As deep calls for to deep, may my spirit be immersed in the love that is and causes me to become, the love that takes my death and turns me into life. Amen.